Hey, I'm Dr. Andrea Huddleston. Thank you for tuning in. I want to have a chat to you about urinary tract infections and recurrent UTIs. This is a huge problem for so many women, and about 50% of the female population will experience UTIs in their lifetime. Statistically, they say there's about 150 million women who get UTIs each year. I am certain that it must be higher than that. And of all of us, about 40% of us will actually have recurrent UTIs, which has a huge impact on our quality of life as well. So I really needed to dig into the research to look at, is there an alternative to recurrent antibiotic use with the UTIs as well? And is there a way that we can try and prevent them from happening too? So I want to talk to you about some research that I've come across and see if this might be a viable solution for you to have a think about. We know that 95% of UTIs are caused by a bacteria called E. coli. And E. coli normally resides in the intestinal microbiota. And it's a normal part of our commensal bugs, so the ones that really should be there in the first place. However, sometimes that can become problematic when it exits from the intestinal microbiome and sort of travels into the bladder or the vagina. And this can happen, you know, from lots of different reasons, including poor hygiene, impaired immune function, if we have antibiotic overuse, for example. Sex is obviously the most common reason why women get UTIs as well. It can also happen with spermicide use too, but even just a change in the like the vaginal and bladder microbiome or bacterial population can make you at more of a risk of actually having UTIs in the first place. And I've also seen that women who have hormonal fluctuations may be a lot more prone to UTIs as well. And we'll go into a little bit more of that in a moment. Now, if you've ever had a UTI, you will know that the typical symptoms are pain and often really horrific sharp pain, as well as burning, nausea, constant bladder and pelvic pressure as well. You might even see blood in your urine. And if you've had those symptoms, you will stop at almost nothing to prevent that from ever happening again, which also means that you might have needed to take antibiotics almost constantly to try and get rid of these. If UTIs do go untreated, the bacteria can travel superiorly up into the kidneys and can cause pyelonephritis or kidney infections, which can cause kidney damage, kidney failure and sepsis as well. And it can be quite serious. So UTIs are not really something that you want to mess around with, but also constant antibiotic exposure is also really concerning because obviously we have concerns about antibiotic resistance too. So there has to be some alternatives. And there is a lot of research that's been coming out about a compound called D-mannose. And the research that I was looking at recently was published in a journal called Molecules, and it came out in January 2020, so just last year. And it looked at D-mannose as an alternative to antibiotics for urinary tract infections. And because we know that about 95% of cases, the pathogen that is actually responsible for UTIs is E. coli, and again, which originates from the intestinal microbiota, they were looking at whether or not D-mannose could be an effective sort of prevention strategy against E. coli-based UTIs. And interestingly enough, despite, you know, E. coli being so prevalent, it does respond really well to antibiotic treatment, but still can get to the point of antibiotic resistance as well, which is obviously a huge concern. And part of the mechanism of E. coli and its bugs and why it is so problematic within the urinary tract is that it actually adheres to the epithelial cells of the bladder, which helps to establish and progress the infection, which means that it really embeds in the lining of the bladder and can be quite hard to actually get rid of once it's there. So then if we look at the effect of or the mechanism of D-mannose and why this might be a possible alternative, is because D-mannose is simply, it's a compound, it's a simple sugar, and it's chemically close to glucose and is naturally occurring in certain fruits such as cranberries, pineapple, and blueberries, which is also like the effective component of cranberries, which is why you may have been recommended to drink cranberry juice for UTIs. It's because of the D-mannose in that. It's metabolized very differently to normal sugar and to normal glucose, which is why it's not problematic for patients with diabetes, which is a great thing. And D-mannose has the ability to exert antibiotic-like effects on the urinary tract, and it inhibits the bacteria from actually adhesing to the bacterial lining. And so it prevents it from binding within that whole urogenital tract in the first place. And really interestingly, and if you want to get really nerdy for a second, D-mannose has actually been ranked as the least preferred carbon source for bacterial growth, indicating that it actually doesn't encourage growth of the E. coli or the pathogenic bacteria in the first place, and it doesn't aid in bacterial metabolism either. So it doesn't interfere with the bacterial lifestyle, it doesn't increase multiplication or bacterial resistance or mutation. So what E. coli actually does is it gets rapidly absorbed and then it gets excreted via the urinary tract and actually facilitates the clearance of the bacteria with the flow of urine. So it stops the E. coli from really embedding into the wall of the bladder and metabolizing and replicating and becoming the actual infection that is the UTI. So from that research, it's actually shown that D-mannose is effective at high doses, and it has no side effects or adverse effects at that dose. And it can be an effective treatment for and prevention of E. coli-based urinary tract infections for both acute and recurrent ones, and might be an alternative to antibiotic regimes while actually reducing the burden of antibiotic resistance and the side effects associated with that. This research looked at the dosage for acute UTIs of 3 grams a day for 3 days, and then 1.5 grams for 10 days. And that dosage did not lead to any bacterial mutations or resistance like what might happen with antibiotics. So I think that that's something that might really be worth considering, because D-mannose appears to be safe, appears to be an easy alternative that's effective, that is as effective as antibiotic treatment for E. coli-based UTIs. It can be taken in powder or capsule form. It's widely available and relatively inexpensive. And the other thing that I sort of wanted to talk about is with UTIs, and particularly recurrent ones, in my patient population, for some women who do have fluctuating hormone levels, like what they might have, just with the menstrual cycle, or particularly leading up to or during menopause, they get this sudden drop or this cyclical drop in estrogen, which actually decreases the local immune response, because estrogen is very immune protective. So when it drops or decreases, it actually allows for opportunistic infection to happen in the vagina or the bladder. So often I see patients who get this cyclical UTI with their cycle and are on almost constant antibiotic treatment because of that. So it's for these people that I really went looking into this research. We can post links to that below. So if you've got any questions, feel free to post them below as well. And I think that this might be something that hopefully they'll have a lot more research into. So everyone, I'm Dr. Andrea Huddleston. That is my take on some alternative treatments for UTIs. If you love this content, make sure you subscribe below, and also don't hesitate to check out Hormonal Mastery on Teachable. That is our, my guide to really understanding your hormones. It's a really deep dive into that, and also all the holistic solutions to help to balance them.